Proverbs 5, 9 through 14 warns us of the consequences of leading a rebellious life. As we read verses 9 through 11, "Don't rebel against God's wisdom, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed." What a deathbed scene this seems to be. Some die suddenly, but even those have a few moments or even a few seconds where survivors describe their life flashing before their eyes. And we have to understand the mind and the brain are two different things. The brain is an amazingly complex organ. It controls things like vision and hearing and touch and taste, all your motor skills. It also controls your thoughts, your memories, and your emotions. But the brain is not thought, memory, and emotion. The brain plays a major role in our ability to function, our ability to think, and it sends out signals and receives signals that enable our bodies to function. But we have to keep that difference. The mind and the brain are not the same thing. The mind is part of the eternal soul of man. Our mind leaves with us when we die, even as our brain will remain in our body and be buried with our body. Now, we don't believe or endorse every near-death experience, and I reject pretty much any of the claims people make about going to heaven and coming back or going to hell and coming back, mainly because when I've read those accounts, they contradict the scripture. So we're not talking about that sort of extreme thing of going to heaven or hell and coming back, but these near-death experiences are a different matter. People who have been clinically dead for anywhere from minutes to even hours, they regain consciousness and they describe this sensation as they were dying clinically of leaving their body. And the mind leaves the brain behind. We know that from Scripture. And we don't have the space or time or even the knowledge to explain all this in any absolute terms or detail. The fact is that in every major field of science, they disagree on a definition for what mind is. There's a general agreement on what the brain is. But what we do know from firsthand testimonies is that when our life ends, we will either look back with peace or with regret and even anguish. And what we also know from Scripture is that once we're finally dead, we will either stand with the saved at the judgment seat of Christ, eternally saved, and in a glorified state with peace and joy, or we wake up in hell if we have rejected Jesus Christ. We wake up or look forward to nothing but the great white throne and eternity in a lake of fire. So how sad to end your life with the realization in your mind that you lived in disobedience and you basically wasted your life, as it says in Proverbs 5, 13 and 14, "And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly," meaning he was almost just swallowed up with evil, even as he was still alive. Our desire should be to live according to God's word and finish as Paul did and be able to say when we come to our end what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." When the time of our departure is at hand, when the time of your departure is at hand, will you end with joy or with regret? I urge you and I pray that I will finish the course and keep the faith.